November and December. Cyprus, Pakistan, India, Nepal, Bangladesh, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, Korea, Japan. Back in the United States in 28 days, and I visited 15 nations. All, of course, in November. In India, I had an audience with the Madam Prime Minister, and I was particularly interested in the fact that she said that Rotary was one of the greatest movements for world peace because it works at the local level. Mm-hmm. And then she said another thing, that you teach your local chapters to support your own country. And I said, that's exactly right. It's not an American organization. It's an international organization. And my purpose here today is to tell you of the growth of Rotary, which you apparently know in India. And that we say, and my theme this year is let's take a new look and act, which means to take a new look at your own backyard. That you do not have a right to criticize someone else's community or nation unless you've cleaned up your own backyard. And she said, well, that's not a bad idea. And the only fault I found, I mean, our image, American image, this is also interesting, Mr. President, in that as an American, why I could really feel the pulse. See, last year I succeeded in a sweep. And he came out around the world and found, I mean, it was a little poor, as it was, of course. And
yeah.
But this year, after your trips, they begin to feel that really these Americans are not as braggadocious, not like all Texans. You know, we're all considered as Texans. But my thought this year has been to leave the head table at all of these big meetings, go and table hop, and shake hands.
Yeah.
And say, Paul, I've had volumes of letters that you're the first American that has spoke in language that we could understand and we liked. Correa,
they
said you're the greatest ambassador we've had for your country. So this is the thing, plus what you have done in this, you don't see as many signs. For instance, I just last week back from South America, Chile, Argentina, Brazil, and an audience with the president of Chile. Really a charming fellow.
Oh, man, Benedict.
Oh,
Benedict, yes, I know. He was here. Very good guy.
Yeah, in fact,
they're doing well in Brazil. Brazilians.
Brazil, we really have an excellent image in Brazil. I was in Porto Alegre, which is southern Brazil, in Rio. Helping the League of Rio celebrate the 50th anniversary of Rotary's establishment in Brazil was 3 weeks ago and I was there. There is a close tie. Now in Argentina, the members of the Rotary Club, of course, are against Peron. But this I was glad to find out, they do not fear him as they did before. They don't think that his is going to carry as much. Chile? No. But I had many good meetings with many Rotarians there, and I feel like that it's hopeful. It's really hopeful. You don't see as many signs, go home, Yankee. You know, we used to see all over the world, but Asia I was particularly pleased with. I had a sort of a diplomatic job. I had to go to Pakistan to tell them that they could no longer have in their district the Rotary Clubs in East Pakistan. So I went to West Pakistan first and then to Bangladesh. Met with the president. He is a vice president. He's the past president of the Rotary Club of Dhaka.
In Bangladesh.
Yeah. And I put them in the district with Calcutta, India, which they wanted to be. So, of course, I was a fair-haired boy. I had done what they wanted to do there. And West Pakistan, of course, didn't like it, but later on they agreed that the facts of life, they can never be together again.
celebrations. I remember speaking at your 50th anniversary.
I was there. I saw you. I heard you.
I've spoken to the Cajuns. I just think it's a great, great organization. It's an honor. I remember the Puerto
Yes.
And I must say that people sometimes suffer.
Basically.
work, you're raising.